Yesterday, I posted a video that has gone viral of a former NBA player, a black man named Sonny Weems. And I've known Sonny for several years. I talked to Sonny yesterday. Sonny was getting off of a bus in China. And he's a star basketball player in the Chinese Basketball Association. His team has won the championship the past 3 years. And he was getting off of the bus, and fans of the opposing team start yelling the N-word at Sonny over and over and over again. And clear as day. I mean, they knew they were being ugly and offensive. And then they, you know, and they're speaking English. They start telling Sonny to get out of China. I mean, it's ugly. I mean, vicious, ugly racism. And there's racism all over the world. And part of my intent yesterday for posting that video was so that people in power in China who have not done enough at all to speak out against the horrible racism that we saw in that video. The Chinese Basketball Association has not spoken out enough about it. Yao Ming, who many of you may know, former Houston Rockets star, who helps lead the Chinese Basketball Association, has not done enough about it. And the country itself has not done enough about it. But in posting the video, many of my supporters, who I love you all, you know that. Many of you then resorted to bigotry yourself, or resorted to hate and stereotypes yourself. I want to talk about, there's one particular idea, one concept that I want to share today on The Breakdown on how we can't respond to racism. Let me unpack and explain it. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Before we get deep into it, I'm going to play the audio. You will understand right away just why it disturbed me, why it's disturbing, why I felt that the Chinese Basketball Association and others needed to say and do more about it. But I want you to hear it so that you understand where I'm coming from. These are fans from an opposing team in the Chinese Basketball Association yelling at former NBA player Sonny Weems as he gets off of the team bus. They're right in his face. Let me play the audio, and then I'm going to come right back. I'm going to unpack some of the audio, but then I'm going to really lean into the comment section, if you will. Let me play it. It's disgusting.
Nigger!
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 Nigger! Nigger!
Nigger!
Nigger!
Nigger!
Nigger! Nigger! Nigger! Nigger! Nigger! Nigger! Nigger! Nigger! Nigger! Nigger! Nigger! Nigger! Nigger! Nigger! Nigger!
Nigger! Nigger! Nigger!
I wanted you to be able to hear the audio for those of you who haven't seen the video. It's also on my Instagram page. It's on my Facebook page. I want you to be able to hear the audio to understand what Sonny was dealing with. Like, it was extreme racism, extreme open bigotry. And, there are lots of ways to respond to that. But you have to understand, Sonny was in a foreign country, one of the few black men in China. Literally, there's a tiny African, particularly African-American population in China. There's a slightly larger black population of people from throughout the diaspora. But, Sonny saw it and moved on. And somebody was clearly filming it. And I think another fan and posted it. And I'm glad they did, because now we can not only see the fans, but understand the extent of the horrible racism that African-Americans are facing in China and that black people face all around the world. When I posted that video, like, let me be blunt. When I posted that video, my intent was not and is not for you to start saying horrible stuff about Asian Americans, Asian people around the world, Chinese people. Of course, that's not my intent. And of the thousands and thousands of comments just on my Instagram page, there are 5,000 comments and growing. Of the thousands of comments, thousands of them were not ugly, but thousands of them are. And let me say a few things that might surprise you. I understand the ugliness. I do. When it's normal. It is a normal response when you see or experience hatred or ugliness. It is a normal, easy human response to return ugliness to the ugliness. Oh, you're ugly? I'm gonna be ugly. Oh, you said that? But watch what I'm gonna say. Oh, you thought you could treat him this way? Watch me treat you this way. And I get it. Yeah. Every day when I am working with families who are experiencing the heartbreak of police violence or racial injustice, there are moments where I have to suppress my own instincts to be hateful, to say something hateful, because of the anger that I feel in my own heart and soul and brain. But there's one core concept that I want to teach you. And this is not me teaching African Americans how to treat Asians around the world. That's not what this is. But I want to use it as an object lesson. The five or so Chinese basketball fans who chanted the N-word at Sonny Weems. You have to understand, China has 1.2 billion people and growing. Those were five people. And of those 1.2 billion people, 1.2 billion of them are Chinese. What those five people said does not necessarily represent what those 1.2 billion people think. Okay, and maybe you want to say, well, Sean, it is extremely racist in China. I can accept that. But let me push it a little farther. What those five racist Chinese basketball fans said definitely does not represent people in Japan, or doesn't represent someone in North Korea, doesn't represent someone in South Korea, doesn't represent someone in Malaysia. Do you understand? Like, you may be so angry when you see a person of a particular ethnic group say or do something that you then think it represents the entire ethnic group. And that's wrong. Let me give you an equivalent. If a man in the Congo says something horrible, that man in the Congo does not represent a brother on the south side of Chicago. So if a black man in Ghana says something, that black man does not also speak for a black man in Toronto. Do you understand? That what we can't do when we see bigotry or racism, we can't, or when we see any kind of ugliness, sexism, misogyny, it can't then be forced onto every person of that group in the world. I saw people in my comments. So five Chinese basketball fans say something ugly. And I then see people talking about something that they saw an Asian American, maybe from a country, they don't even know what country that person is from, something that they experienced or something that they think about an Asian American in Sacramento. And I just need us to understand, yes, racism is international. Bigotry is international. Also, just to be clear, sexism is international. Misogyny is international. But we are not our best when we try to hold someone in a black man in Johannesburg responsible for what a black man in Detroit says. And that's just not smart. It's not. It is. I'm trying to think of the right words. I was going to say inefficient. Yes, it is inefficient, but it is not a refined way to see the world. Let's get very specific. To hold LeBron James responsible for something that Dave Chappelle says. Or, this is relevant, to hold Tamika Mallory responsible for something that Minister Louis Farrakhan says. Or to hold a random Asian American in your town responsible for something five Chinese fans in China said on one day. Like, it does, it's not smart. It's not a good look. It's not our best. And I say that to say, there are times, there are moments when a problem like racism and bigotry is so pervasive that we see it all over the world. But to hold other people responsible in other countries, to use one genuinely horrible incident as an excuse for you to now be horrible is wrong. And again, that's universal. Like, it's not me just speaking to black folk on my comments. This is me saying to all of us, we must be careful not to apply, not to mistakenly apply our anger to someone who does not deserve it. I stopped and started this podcast many times. I have a lot more to say on Wednesday mornings. I'm now heading into a therapy session. I'm not going to speak about this to my therapist, but I hope you understand where I'm coming from. I truly, truly do. Love and appreciate you all. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
What's up, North Star family? This is Donnie Rose, and I'm excited to let y'all know about the Word Life Podcast. the latest podcast in the North Star Network that I am hosting. Each week on Word Life, I will be exploring the intersections of literary art, music, politics, and revolution, and unpacking the messaging, lyrics, and themes of poetry and music, both classic and contemporary, that function as the heartbeat, baseline, and bottom line for radical change. Be sure to check out episodes of Word Life, dropping every Thursday wherever you enjoy podcasts, and let us know your thoughts. Peace, creativity, and revolution.